720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. And thank you to everybody who helped us send kids to City Kids Camp. What a great success that's going to be this summer, because you helped pave the way. You helped pay for kids, inner city Chicago kids, go to camp. But there's another camp that is actually looking for campers, and what they do is incredibly special as well. And that's Camp Kangaroo through the Seasons Hospice Foundation. And Gabrielle, too, is with us, the Vice President of Seasons Hospice Foundation. How are you today, Gabrielle?
I'm wonderful, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you, because Seasons was there when I lost my mom. And for those 5 days where I sat by her bedside during COVID in a hospital that I was not supposed to be in, they were my greatest support. And what a beautiful surprise a year later on the anniversary of her death that I get a call from one of the people at Seasons. That was unexpected and so lovely.
Wonderful. I'm really glad to hear that. Support, even after someone you love passes, is really important. So I'm glad to hear that you had a good experience.
Absolutely. And Camp Kangaroo is for those kids who lose a parent. And this gives them a chance to, you know, just break away from all the stress and worry and the loss and be a kid again, right?
Yeah. So Camp Kangaroo is for any child in the community who has lost someone close to them. So we take kids ages 5 through 17. It's free of charge to any child. Most of the kids that attend camp haven't had someone in hospice. That's not always true. But a majority of the kids, over 70% of the kids that we serve, have lost somebody very suddenly and tragically.
So it doesn't have to be their mom or dad. It could be a sibling?
Yeah. So moms, dads, siblings, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, someone very close to them, where they have to sort of manage these feelings that they've probably never had before.
Right. And camp is coming up this summer. Do you still have space?
We do. So we actually have 11 camps across the country, but our Illinois camp is July 12th through 14th at Concordia University in River Forest. It is a wonderful 2.5 days of learning and finding people that have experienced something that you've experienced, sort of feeling like you're not alone. And so registration is still going on, and we absolutely still have space for kids of all ages.
So we want to spread the word about Camp Kangaroo. So if you know a child between the ages 15 and 17 who are trying to cope with the loss of someone that they loved, you need to get them signed up for camp, right?
Right. And it's ages 5 through 17.
What did I say?
15.
Oh, geez. No. 5 to 17. Because dare I call 15 to 17-year-olds kids. That's not appropriate these days. That's always a struggle. And then is there documentation they have to provide, or how do you choose? What if you have too many kids?
Sure. So we have never turned a kid away. We just bring on more volunteers. And our volunteers and our staff, camp is staffed by music therapists, social workers, hospice chaplains, and then we have volunteers that go through a pretty rigorous training program. And the way it works is you fill out a form on our website, pretty simple information about what's going on right now. And then our camp staff reaches out to you and schedules a visit to learn about where your family is in the process, where your child is in the process. And we build an individualized plan. So even though we're together, we're usually grouped by age groups, and we go through a sequence of sessions about learning about emotions and managing those emotions. Every plan is really individual to that camper and who they've lost and their impact on their life and where they are in that process.
That's lovely. It's absolutely lovely. And I think one of the greatest things is they're with people their own age, and they can talk among themselves and share their stories. And so many people rely on that and learn from that because they feel alone.
Yeah, that's actually pretty much the biggest feedback we get from the campers. From guardians, it's a little different, but from the campers is, you know, I learned that I'm not alone. There are other people like me, and sometimes, depending on their age, they come to camp and maybe don't want to be there. And then by the end, you know, kids are signing each other's T-shirts and asking when they can come back and really finding that group of learning that there are other people that have experienced something that they're experiencing.
So, Gabrielle, tell everybody how they can get a child they know involved with Camp Kangaroo.
So you can visit seasonsfoundation.org. There's information on there about camp. You can register a child for camp there. You can watch some videos to tell you what camp's about. Actually, all of those videos were filmed at our Illinois camp. You can donate to sponsor a camper there, because like I said, this is free of charge to any child who needs to come. So all of that can be done at seasonsfoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great time at camp this summer.
Thank you so much, Lisa. You take care.
Seasonsfoundation.org. That's where you can find out more info. Newsroom temperature check coming up next. First, Mary's got a check on the weather and traffic. And we hit 90. Did we go any further than that?